Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
She is Crystal Bryce. Crystal, good morning.
Good morning.
Crystal, I love what you and Steve Smith, my favorite football player of all time, don't tell him that because he and I have this competition. I never compliment Steve when I'm with him.
Okay.
I never do that, but I just thought he was the greatest Panther in the history, and I love his competitiveness, and I love his family more than anything else, but I'll tell you, since Steve's retired, you and this organization have done a great deal of work, kind of explained what y'all are doing to help kids in our community, especially in Hidden Valley.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really excited. So what the Oasis Foundation of NC and the Steve Smith Family Foundation have done together is we've basically wrapped ourselves around about 120 homeless CMS students to help them get through their remote learning experience. And so they were kind of felt like they were kind of a forgotten breed. And so with the whole, you know, going remote, it's easy to do that, you know, when you have, you know, a dedicated place to live and you've got, you know, a separate room maybe to go in. But these kids a lot of times live in hotels or they live in their car or they live in shelters. And so that piece about identifying them and saying, hey, these guys aren't going to get through this whole thing as easily as most of us will. And then basically providing a space to do their remote learning program. That was really where all of this kind of centered around, making it comfortable for them.
Let me say one thing, Crystal, with all due respect here, when you say it's easy, I have two kids in CMS and they have the resources that they need. And it's hard with that. So I want to say what you're doing with homeless children, I can't imagine trying to navigate this remote learning environment and not having the resources that most kids have. So it just underscores to me as a parent, knowing what we're going through, you all are reaching a segment of the society that I just can't imagine how it happens. And it doesn't happen without what you're doing in this situation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just to echo, I mean, myself, I have three kids and they are in they're in charter school, but they're in remote learning as well. And it was back in March when it started. It was hard then. It's not an easy walk really for most of us. But being able to bring these kids in who oftentimes don't even have proper shoes or haven't been able to bathe adequately and then provide them their meals, provide them with recess and just a beautiful environment to come into every day, it's just providing them with things that we sometimes take for granted, and along with helping them get through their remote learning experience.
Now, you're doing this on Cedar Street, right off of Cedar Street?
It's right off of Cedar Street.
I visited your building a week and a half ago.
Yes.
With Scott Smith, who I want to also compliment, Oasis, yes, the Steve Smith Foundation, and Scott Smith, a good friend of mine, is helping provide some of the building, the first floor, rent-free.
Yes.
And he just, I don't know if I was supposed to announce that, but I'm proud of my friend Scott Smith. And I got to go see it and see you. And I was so impressed at the attention that the kids, I mean, everything was just, the work that you're doing with those kids was amazing.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Yes, Scott's amazing. They are actually helping us to sponsor a trunk or treat festival for the kids on next Friday. So they have just really come in and just wrapped their arms tight around these kids as well. But yeah, they, my staff, gosh, the staff of facilitators and our nurse and our program coordinator and site coordinators, like they are absolutely like a dream team to work with. And just being around a group of people who love and care about kids and who all have a heartbeat. I honestly, Pat, when you came, you just echoed something that all of our visitors have said, which is the flow of the team, the flow and the happiness of these kids. Like I said, we're at 120 almost now, and it's going on two different sites. It's really just energy. That's all I can say.
I walked out and I turned to Scott Smith and I said, wow. Yeah. That's what Foundation, that's what Oasis, that's what you're doing. You can see the results. And these are homeless kids. And mm-hmm. yeah. As mayor and as governor, I saw these, you know, they live in motels off of Wilkeson Boulevard or North Tryon Boulevard or behind hotels. God knows how they do it. And what you're doing, I just want to say you're an official hero of the Pat McCrory Show. And the Halloween Friday, tell us about that real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to have the kids do a trunk or treat festival. They're making costumes that tie back to our affirmations that we speak every day at 3:30. And they're going to do a trick or treating across the street at one of Scott's establishments. The Tattoo.
At Tattoo, yeah, I think. Yeah. I was at Tattoo the other day, too.
Yeah,
those are
yeah.
two so great buildings off of Cedar Street. So
it's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Tattoo advertising PR firm. I think you're going to get a lot of people helping in that whole block area with you. I think you're going to find a lot of volunteers. And how can people help, by the way, as we wrap this up? How can people help? If homeless kids, they don't deserve this. They didn't ask for this.
Yes, I agree. And they're the most important ones. You know, it's not about judging the families at this point.
That's right.
It's just about getting involved with the kids. Sure. So we can be reached. Steve Smith Family Foundation has a great website to donate to. That's stevesmithfamilyfdn.org/virtual learning. And if you want to find out more about our programming as well, the Oasis is actually changing over into the Yes Academy. And so that
right.
website is www.theyesacademy.org. So absolutely, just reach out.
We'll
be happy to help.
Thanks to you. And I saw your passion, your leadership, your hard work. God bless you. And thanks to Steve Smith, who I love, and he's great in this community. Scott Smith for providing rent-free space and Oasis and, gosh, everything else. God bless you. Yeah. This is the best of Charlotte right here.
Crystal, thank you guys so much for having us.
Crystal Bryce, thank you so much for joining us. And again, it's cliche in 2020 to say, boy, this is an upside-down year. Everybody's going through stuff. Imagine going through it without your basic needs.
I saw it firsthand. I was just overwhelmed.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi.com.